Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Italy just made history.
Yes? Scary history?
No. No, nice history.
Good history.
They just became the first country to offer paid leave for any worker who needs to take time to take care of a sick pet.
Italy's doing this?
No other country in the world has done this up to this point. Italy is the first.
Let's check the list. Do I like pasta? Yes.
Yes.
Do I like Mario Brothers?
Yes. Yes.
Do I have a pet? Yes.
Yes.
I need to move to Italy.
So back in 2017, there was a court case. A librarian from Rome fought to take some time off to take care of her sick dog, and she won. She argued that under Italian law, letting an animal suffer is a crime. If I was to let my pet stay at home, it would be suffering itself. So having to choose between work and putting my pet in that situation is impossible. I need to take time to take care of my pet.
As long as it doesn't get abused, right? This is the problem, though.
Yes.
Now this is going to be kind of the dog ate my homework excuse.
Yes. Well,
and now it's sick and I have to stay home.
There are some rules.
Okay.
So you can take up to 3 days to a year to take care of your pet.
I think it's going to be a year.
It has to be microchipped. And the vet, you have to have a note from a doctor. The vet has to confirm that the situation is urgent enough to warrant the time.
Understood?
Yeah.
On all counts.
Makes sense, but to have that option.
Way to go, Italy.
All pets? Fish?
I got sick fish.
Can you microchip a fish?
Oh, good point. I forgot about it.
I don't think that the...
No, you clear... Well, a larger fish, probably.
Depends on the size of the fish.
I got a baby dolphin.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think...
That was good. That was a good dolphin.
We're going to play with a ball. Oh, no, it's sick. I need a year off.
We could be dolphins.
Wow. We could be dolphins. We'll be confused for dolphins in this new Italian pet law. Well, I'm going to check my passport because I think we're going.
That sounds like a good idea.
I love it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You and I have a coworker.
Yes.
In this building.
Several.
Well, one in particular.
Okay.
Who is infatuated with one Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Wolverine. He was in that Song Sung Blue movie.
Yep.
And, of course, The Greatest Showman. Jean Valjean, he was on Broadway in The Music Man. He was on Broadway in Oklahoma. And he's going to be performing with the Chicago Philharmonic coming up later in August. I've been designated as official ticket buyer at 10 o'clock this morning.
You're the guy.
You're going, I'm going, spouses, and our dear, dear Kelly Lala.
Our dear coworker who is infatuated.
I made a donation to this nonprofit, so I have early access to the seats.
You got pre?
Yes. I'm in a pre-sale.
Oh, boy.
And I'm also now a proud PBS member, right? It's like,
nice.
I'm getting a coffee
and
mug.
And a tote bag.
And a tote bag.
Woo!
So, don't let me forget. That's the main reason I'm talking about this.
Okay.
If 10:01 hits and I'm not logged into the website, shame on me.
You're the guy.
I am the guy. Second, we probably should have a very quick meeting as to where we want to sit.
Yes, we should.
She's going to say front row or I don't go.
I know. And my thing is the back area has a nice picnic. What about a nice picnic?
And I'm thinking it's
somewhere
fine.
In the middle.
Well, that's also a good idea. Walking to the front row at the beginning of the show sounds great.
Uh-huh.
But if it's anything like Red Rocks, and I've never been to this venue in the Illinois Chicagoland area, but if it's like Red Rocks, walking back up, oh my God. No fun. No fun.
No.
So we'll have to determine the zone before I buy those tickets.
Where are we sitting?
Where? I don't know where we
sitting. Because I'm like, I don't need to touch his face. You know what I mean?
She does.
She does.
He's already touched her hand.
They have locked hands in New
yes.
York.
I was there screaming at him to touch her.
Touch Kelly! Touch Kelly! We have video evidence.
We do.
Yeah.
I was so excited when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't let me forget. I'm buying tickets for Hugh Jackman. 10 o'clock this morning, performing with the Chicago Philharmonic.
Glorious.
At an outdoor venue in August.
And hopefully she gets to touch him.
Touch her. Touch Kelly.
Okay, now it's time for my performance piece, and I need your help just a little bit because I want you to run. Ooh. Little mood lighting.
Mood lighting.
In Studio Z.
Okay.
And I want you to give me some sound effects.
Yeah.
Ben has created a lovely page of sound effects that the Morning Scramble has created. So just feel free to fire those at will.
I'm ready for whenever you're ready.
Okay. Last night. Snap, snap. Dog wants to play fetch every night. He's chasing his ball. Last night. Rainstorm. Last night, ground saturated. Taking steps through the mucky muck. Trying to find his ball. Running through piles of mud and doggy poo.
No!
Splash!
Ah!
On my leg!
No!
Dog is so excited, could care less.
How, Claire?
Is this just a caveman performance artist? No. How Claire? Reacts. That's exactly it. So gross. It was so gross. I was like, no, Rex, I could see him. He was barreling towards me.
No.
And he was just ran right through it. And then I could feel the spray. And I'm like,
oh, God.
It's either mud or poo. It's either mud or poo.
Gross.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Got a new initiative with Cedar Rapids Parks and Rec. It's Adopt a Park.
How's that work?
The program invites local organizations to partner with the city to help care for parks through organized volunteer efforts. So if you're an organization that would like to take this on, first of all, it is a two-year commitment. You have to complete at least one cleanup activity a quarter, and that includes a lot of things. Litter cleanup, maybe some beautification, mm-hmm. or just general walk the park and report maintenance issues. If you want to take part, you'll be recognized through park signage and city communications based on availability. Organizations interested in taking part can learn more and apply online at cityofcr.com/adoptapark. Maybe the Girl Scouts.
So yeah.
How did trash pickup went pretty well, didn't it?
It went really well, yeah. Yeah, the girls actually asked. They wanted to do something to help their school. And so we said, do you want to pick up trash? And they're like, yeah, that'd be great.
Do they want to do it for 2 years in a park?
I don't know about that.
Think about it. Iowa Heartlanders, in their final home game before pausing operations next season, came back from two goals down in the third period to force overtime, but the Bloomington Bison won 4-3 last night.
Oh, the Bison!
At Extreme Arena in Coralville. Heartlanders still have two more on the docket, which is against Bloomington, so some sweet, sweet revenge. Friday night, 7 p.m., and then the tearjerker is going to be Saturday at 7 p.m., both of those on the road to wrap up the team's fifth season. I won't say final because nobody knows
what's
going on with the Heartlanders. We just know that they need to do a bit of a reorg, and they will not be playing hockey next year in Coralville. Marketing 101. If you can explain everything in the name of your product, mm-hmm. you're golden. Okay. And that's hard to do, which is why I introduced the first ever dog jog.
What's a dog jog?
It's a fun walk run to benefit Tails in Transit Animal Rescue. It's coming up on May the 16th. It'll be held at Guthridge Park in Hiawatha. It's a family-friendly 5K and one-mile event, which will make sure that those animals that are currently under the care and watchful eye of Tails in Transit Animal Rescue are taken care of. You have pre-race yoga, 5K and 1 mile, food trucks, vendors, community partners, and entertainment. If you get signed up by April 29th, they'll probably guarantee a T-shirt.
What's the organization again?
TailsInTransitRescue.org.
Huh. Yeah. I'm not familiar with them, but I love the name of this.
They'd reached out a month or two ago, and like, we can, you got us feeling all right.
Yeah.
Dog jog, coming up May 16th, Tales in Transit Rescue.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Justice has finally almost been served.
Finally, almost.
Finally on the way, at least. We've been paying out the nose for concert tickets for who knows how long. It just seems like those tickets and fees that get tacked on at the end there.
I do like now, I think it's required. They have to put the fees on the front end, so you know exactly what you're paying before checkout.
Exactly.
Still don't like it, but at least I know I'm getting looked in the eye while they're punching me in the face.
At least we're making eye contact now.
Ow!
A federal court in New York yesterday, a jury ruled that Live Nation and its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, created a monopoly that squashes competition and drives up ticket prices. Now we wait for a judge's decision on what to do about this. A lot of people are calling for the companies to completely split.
They should. I don't understand how they even merge together. Live Nation represents bands,
yep.
represents venues,
yep.
and represents the tickets that you have to buy to see the band in the venue.
Yep.
They own the entire supply chain.
It's a monopoly.
Yes.
Yeah. So last month, the Department of Justice announced a settlement between the two companies and backed out of lawsuits in several states. But more than 30 states kept fighting. And yesterday, win.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
This is going to be one of those where I'm going to get mail, right? And I have to opt into the
yep.
thing. And then... do I have to keep track of everything I bought from Ticketmaster?
I know. I'm like, oh boy, I hope it's like saved in the app or something.
It should be able to track you.
Hopefully.
I would think so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
But yeah, justice is almost finally served.
Almost finally. So close to justice. Time Magazine released their Time 100 list. Their 100 most influential people in the world.
Now, is it a ranked list? Like number one most influential? It's like, here's 100 people you should know.
It's more like here's 100 people you should know, but they put them into categories.
Oh, sure.
So we have our artists. In the artist category, Luke Combs, Kiki Palmer, Jennie from Blackpink, Noah Wiley, Dakota Johnson, Claire Danes, Benicio Del Toro, Jonathan Groff, Noah Kahn, Anderson .Paak. Then there's like the pioneers.
Can I just pause?
Yeah.
Noah Wiley and Claire Danes, it's like a little... blast from the past there.
I know.
Right?
Kind of some throwback names in there, but they're back with new shows.
The Pit's doing great.
So I guess welcome back to the influential list.
Welcome back to that list of 100.
In the pioneers category, people are doing things that have never been done before. Mr. Beast. And the new Disney CEO, Josh D'Amaro.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. Titans. I don't know what this means.
Really large giants from Greek mythology.
Huge giant people.
They live above Olympus.
Zoe Saldana.
Titan.
Ben Stiller. Titan.
Ben Stiller?
Yes.
Titan.
Congratulations on being not an artist, a Titan.
Titan.
Fashion designer Ralph Lauren.
Titan.
Icons. What any of these have to do with anything else?
Wait, Icons is different than Titans?
Icons is different than Titans is different than artists. Kate Hudson.
Is an icon, not a Titan.
Yes, is an icon. Hillary Duff.
Icon. She is?
Yes. Olympian Alyssa Liu. Icon.
You're an Olympian. You're a Titan.
Alan Cumming.
Icon.
Icon. Sterling K. Brown.
Icon.
Ethan Hawke.
Icon. Icon.
And Victoria Beckham.
Icon.
Icon.
I just like you reading names of people I know.
I know. You know the people, but the lists make no sense to me. Like, I guess leaders make sense. Like, you got the Pope.
Sure.
Yeah. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
President Trump.
All makes sense.
Prime Minister of Canada.
You know, what's his name?
Mark Carney.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's all an effort
I don't know. I know.
You didn't have to look.
I know, Mark.
They just want to sell magazines. I get it.
Yep. Do you think they sell a lot of magazines from the people who are in it? Look, Mom, my name.
Do you think Ben Stiller has 100 he has to go out and sell?
Each person who's listed has
you
to
have
sell.
To sell to get in the magazine.
100 magazines.
Hi, I'm Hillary Duff. I'm in this magazine. Would you like to buy a copy?
See, there's my name right there.
I'm a icon. I'm Hillary Duff.
Does it matter what list you're on? Because then innovators.
There's more?
Oh, honey. Innovators, Nikki Glaser and the Women's USA hockey team.
Yeah, I guess so. What about the women's polo team? Right?
I don't know. But Nikki Glaser's also hosting the event when they do a gala on the 23rd of April. I don't know. Maybe
I think
it's just...
time is running out of time. I don't think they know what they want to be anymore.
It seems like a strange list. And okay. Congratulations to all the nominees.
Wait, is this coming? Are you jealous that you're not on the list?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm just saying that I deserve a look. Just as a consideration. Consideration would just
be
nice.
A nod, if you will. At least a probing phone call.
Yes, yes, probe! Probe away, Time Magazine!
You're going to be on the probe list next year.
Time Magazine's probe list. We've probed these people, and Claire is one of them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Then you got to go sell 100.
Oh, now I got to sell magazines.
I thought that ended when I was 14.
Dang it. They reeled me back in. Martha Stewart is getting her own biopic.
You know what? About time. Makes sense.
Icon, right?
Yes.
Nobody had done what Martha did back in the day.
Will this be streaming or on a big screen?
This is going to be, you know what?
Don't know
I
yet.
Don't know a whole lot. The working title for right now, like they haven't created it. The working title is called Good Thing.
Clearly, yes.
Yes, yes, because that's her catchphrase. It's a good thing. Playing the role of Martha Stewart will be...
Kate Hudson.
You are so close. Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett?
Yes.
Okay.
I can kind of see it.
Sure
that
can.
That kind of works. Now, Martha has been very open about her life throughout the whole thing. I don't know that she's working. They told, like, asked her about the project on a red carpet, and she's like, I've heard that Kate Blanchett is doing it, and I've heard it's called Good Thing, and that's all we know.
She has her fingers in that,
she
like, potting soil.
Because even though she wasn't really a part of the documentary that they did about her.
Oh, I mean, I remember that too, yeah.
She didn't like that they included the part where she, you know, went to prison inside her training.
That's part of the story, Martha. That's
she
you.
She wanted that to be left on the cutting room floor. She's like, well, when you consider that was only, you know, a little less than 2 years of an 83-year life. Really?
What? Really? Why even have it in there?
I don't know, Martha. It was kind of a big deal.
You were in jail for insider trading.
You went to jail. It was shocking. So we'll see if they have that.
This is in progress, no release date.
No. Like, we just cast the thing. You
Kate Blanchett. That's a good get.
Very new. Yeah, good get. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
That is Fool House taking the stage at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse GA Show Floor Show. You're going to be standing. You're going to be singing. You're going to have a beverage or two. It's going to be a fun night tomorrow night. Get your tickets through CR Events Live.
Yep.
Or a free pair of tickets we think is being handed out right now with Producer Ben.
Producer Ben in downtown Cedar Rapids, right in front of the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, with a couple of our last free tickets. He's been giving them away, but Ben, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, Ben, hi.
Sheila just pulled up for a pair of tickets right now.
Oh, so Sheila,
yay!
And then
I'm
hi,
so excited.
Sheila.
I've been trying to get over here since 6:30 a.m.
No way, Sheila, you made it.
Where'd you come from, Sheila? The other part of the state of Iowa? Wow. She made it, Claire.
She did it.
Well, Sheila is not only... Go ahead.
6:30.
She's been ready to go since we announced we had these last pair of tickets. Producer Ben will let you and Sheila get the paperwork figured out because not only is she going to the show, Sheila and then we also know Mackenzie won, got meet and greet passes too.
Oh my goodness. These went very, very fast. Congratulations to both Sheila and Mackenzie. They're going to be hanging out with us at the Act a Fool pre-party. They're also going to get to meet Fool House.
Yes. Party at 6, by the way. If you've got a ticket to the concert, that's your ticket to the party. They'll open the doors to the arena at 7 o'clock. Fool House brings in a DJ, big video board. It's a ton of fun going into their concert. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Again, grab those seats through CR Events Live, and we will see you hanging out with Fool House coming up tomorrow night. Big thanks to Producer Ben for hanging out and handing out those tickets.
Go, Ben!
That contest is officially over. Getting ready to see you with Fool House tomorrow with the Morning Scramble on Z 102.9.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a Hurry, Thursday mornings around 7:35. We take silly little cases, squabbles that maybe have popped up in your house, mm-hmm. at school, at the office, and we defend both sides. And then you are our box of jurors. And once one of us reaches that golden number of 7 votes, mm-hmm. we are the winner.
That's how we determine justice.
Justice!
Yes! And we've got a case this morning that comes to us from listener Emily. She actually was a part of a scenario that she's questioning. She said that she was driving down Mahaffey Bridge Road, and there was a sheriff that was in a very sneaky location. They'd created a speed trap down by the boat ramp. And Emily was like, I would have never seen that person, him or her. The oncoming truck that was coming towards her brighted their lights 3 or 4 times super fast. And she was appreciative because That's a very courteous thing to do. Yet, this is the only time she has ever been the recipient of such a gesture. So she's wondering, is it just her and that other truck driver who are being courteous and flashing lights at people? Or are you a no, don't do that kind of person?
So I think she's asking, A, if it's commonplace, and then B, if actually you should or should not do it. I would like to tell Emily that that guy could have got, he could have been pulled over.
Pulled over?
Yeah. You know why, Claire?
Why, Eric?
Four words.
What?
Interference with official acts. You are impeding the job of the law enforcement. They are there on purpose because that is an area where people speed. And the only way we're going to stop people from speeding is to punish them when they speed. And sometimes the police need to use covert operations to stop the ne'er-do-wells who then force my insurance rates to go up. By all means, speed traps are A-OK. And no, you should not alert other drivers. Bad idea. I believe, according to Iowa code, it's illegal. And don't do it. Let the police do their jobs, please. You're interfering with official acts. When you see a speed trap, do not flash the other car. I rest.
Well, I think Emily and the truck driver have something here. I mean, that's just called kindness and courtesy. And it's nice to get by with a little help from your friends. Thank you, the Beatles, for serving as members. Surprise witnesses.
The Beatles?
The Beatles.
Are a surprise witness on your side.
Yep.
Fine. You know who my surprise witness is?
Who?
Cops. Bad boys. What you want? What you gonna do? We're gonna stop speeders in a speed trap.
Listen, listen. You get by with a little help from your friends, but also rely on the kindness of strangers. How? Why can't we all just assume the good in people? Why do we always assume you're bad? You're doing one bad thing, so you're a bad person. You should go down. You should be punished. You know what? Sometimes I'm late for work, and if I'm late one more time, I'm going to be fired. You know, there's certain situations where it's like I'm hustling just a little fast, or maybe I didn't even realize, oh, gosh, those lights alerted me that I wasn't paying attention. I should just, like, slow down a little bit. So you know what?
It you should get kindness. A pass because you're irresponsible and you don't pay attention?
Listen, bud, nobody is perfect. Do you claim to be a perfect person?
Never did.
I never claimed to be a perfect person. None of us is perfect. Why don't we just help each other out and rely on the kindness of one another?
So when you call in and you say yes, you're agreeing with Claire that...
Kindness wins! Kindness wins!
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. The topic, speed traps. Do you flash your lights? Yes or no?
I'm with Claire.
Yes.
They found out, Eric, that there's no law in Iowa saying it is illegal to flash your lights at oncoming traffic.
Well, they're still in session, so maybe there should be one.
Nope, she votes for me.
All right, one in the Claire column. Hey, thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry. When you see a speed trap, do you bright the next car? Do you flash your lights? Yes or no?
Well, no. I used to do it all the time, but it's illegal.
Okay, this person says it's illegal.
Okay, the last person said it's not illegal, technically.
Neither one of them, I believe, are of the law.
We're going to have to
But we got one on both sides. Jury in a Hurry, you're coming upon a speed trap, and somebody flashes their lights. Is that okay, or is that a no-go?
I say no.
Another no, Claire.
Okay, very virtuous.
We'll
okay.
take it. Jury in a Hurry, flashing lights to alert others of a speed trap. Yes or no?
I'm on your side, Eric. It's Phil. It's a no.
It's a
okay,
no.
That also
remember
hates his
those
fellow man.
Words I used, which was interference with official acts.
Oh, come on.
Okay, let's go back to the telephone lines, and we'll talk to this caller. Hey, Jury in a Hurry. It is a speed trap. Car comes at you. They just flash their lights. Is that okay? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Of course it is. Thank you, juror.
All right, climbing back with another vote, Claire. Jury in a Hurry. It's a speed trap. Do you bright the next car? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Thank you. There are some nice people finally creeping up here. Whew.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. It's a speed trap. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Do you flash your lights at the other drivers? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Where are my law and orders?
Listen, these people are nice people.
I need some law and orders.
You're doing the right thing.
It's Jury in a Hurry. It's a speed trap. And the question is, can you flash your lights? Do you bright the other car? Yes or no?
I'm with Claire, yes.
Another one, Claire.
Thank you. There's some kind people out there, Emily.
Legit. Where did everybody else go on my side? I was doing so well.
It was really swinging your way for a while.
It's Jury in a Hurry. We're talking speed traps and flashing lights. Yay or nay?
I'm going to say yay because
it's not just about tipping people off, but it's about safety. I flash for deer. I flash for an accident in front of me. So
there you go.
People
hey.
Hit the brakes if they see a police officer. It could cause an accident. So flash the lights, make them aware.
Heads up, there's something as you're approaching.
A frequent flasher who likes chaos.
A frequent flasher. She loves that descriptor.
Jerry, to hurry, you could be the deciding vote for Claire. When you see a speed trap, are you okay with those lights being flashed at you, or do you do that? Yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes,
man!
Yes, yes!
Son of a son!
Yay! You know what? You're a kind person. Thank you so much, everybody, for voting my way.
I see a lot of lawbreakers around here.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.